Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what is the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, if our friend Laura is still listening, she's one who willingly might die by eating her frickles. According to the listeners, if you need some frickles, apparently Bayside Cafe in Everett has the best frickles out there. All right, Laura, so there you go. Bayside Cafe in Everett. Eat your frickles.
But it's halfway between people liking them and people hating them.
Well, no, I'm assuming this is from somebody who likes them. Yeah, other people, yeah. They're a little back and forth on that. But if you need a frickle, apparently Bayside Cafe. Talking about the worst pain you've had, someone here says, I had the pleasure of having kidney stones that were so painful that the stress caused me to get shingles at the same time. The worst pain I've ever experienced.
Wow.
Damn,
wow.
Man. Swinging for the fences. Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so I have fibromyalgia, and I'm going to describe you a pain bomb. But first, I'd like to say that I would take any pain bomb over eating a frickle. That is nasty.
You're nasty.
With
good comeback, Ted. Like,
oh, you burned him.
Oh, you're nasty, dude.
You're nasty. What exactly? Look, we've all heard of fibromyalgia, but since I don't have it, what exactly is it?
All right, so I think it's pronounced right, osteopathic pain disorder. It's a central nervous system thing. They don't know how it starts. They don't know how it works. They don't know how to stop it. They don't have any treatments for it, basically. And it's kind of in the circle. It's called, like, the disorder with 2,000 symptoms. A lot of the pain that we get, it's not the so bad. I can't describe this because I don't have the words for it, because it's not pain that you can... Sometimes you wouldn't imagine that would be a pain.
Does it feel like it from the inside or from the outside or both?
It's everywhere. Everything. Okay. I mean, there's no bounds. I've had pain in literally every part of my body.
So what do they give you? Just painkillers? Is that the best they can do?
No, I actually grow my own medication.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, really?
He has a meth lab.
Wow. Opiates, huh?
I tried their little chemicals and stuff, and they don't work. And that's, which is pretty much what it is for most of us, because like I said, they try nerve blockers, they try antidepressants and stuff, and that doesn't work. And I don't need all those things, so I just grow my medication.
Okay. And how long have you been dealing with this?
Since December 17th, 2022.
Okay.
When I fell down my front stairs.
And they don't know what brings it on. They don't know what causes it. They don't know where it goes. And they don't know why it happens.
They know mine was brought on by a trauma. Why I would get this. When I fell down the stairs, I broke my back, my sacrum in my back.
Damn.
And so that was the trauma that happened. But why? There's no signs in the body. They can't test for it. You know, I mean, they can't even prove that you have, like, for disability, you can't even get a disability because there's no test that show you have it.
Jesus Christ.
It's always something.
Yeah. Leave that to that. That's an insurance company thing.
It's always something.
Yeah.
Always something.
Well, we can't prove that you have it because there's no test for it.
Trust me, man. I'm supposed to have a surgery coming up, and they denied about half of it.
Why did they deny? I know they just say deny. Do they explain what the reasoning is?
You know,
for
the problem is, it's almost like going through a contract.
All right.
So the legalese behind it, it's like, you could make this such an easier statement. But you're going down. It's like the person that tells the long story short story.
Yeah, right.
So it's all this crap, and you never can really figure out. And a lot of medical terms are involved as well. So it's kind of a tough read, to be honest with you.
So
I don't understand the differences in the different parts of the surgery as far as what is accepted and what is not.
Right.
Because I don't know the process behind it.
I do have the luxury of, we have a very good doctor friend, and on the case, probably once or twice a year, particularly with stuff with the kids, because to your point, we'll read something, and I'm like, I don't know what this is, right? And so we will call her and say, hey, can you just tell us what this means? And basically, be like, yeah, she had a headache. I'm like, why don't they just say
exactly?
That? But yeah, you're right. It's all that weird medical ease, as it were.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Dale. Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Yeah, man.
Mine started out as a 1, went to a 5, and then skyrocketed to a 10. So I was on my way back to my work terminal on my work truck. Actually, backstory, I was going through a pretty horrible breakup, and to the point where I was at my peak. I was 2 packs of smokes a day. I wasn't really eating anything but fast food real quick, little water, mostly pop and alcohol. I was in a bad way. So I was driving back to work, and I was passing through a little town called Elma on my way back to Tumwater, which is basically Olympia. And I started feeling like a chest pain. I didn't think much of it because, you know, it was just kind of an annoyance. But from Elma to Tumwater, that grew into like something's going on. Yeah, it's really hurting. And then I was doing my paperwork, and it just kept getting worse. And I told my coworker, I'm like, hey, I'm leaving a little bit early. I need to go to urgent care. Something's up. And man just said, yeah, go, you know, go be better. And on my way from my work to urgent care, it's about a 15-minute drive. And by the time I was pulling into urgent care, I was fading in and out of consciousness and actually hopped the curb parking because I lost it. And I go stumbling into the urgent care. They see me. I'm just grabbing my chest and sweating profusely. And they just throw me in a chair, rush me back. And they're looking at me and they're like, hey, we're taking you to St. Pete's Hospital, which is the one in Lacey. And my mother showed up. So I called her and I was like, yo, something's wrong. And so she was there. And I was like, hey, I can't afford the ambulance ride. Like, it's like 3 miles down the road. My mom will take me. And the doctor looked at me like, you ain't gonna make it to the hospital, bro. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I get into the ambulance and we're about half mile out and I lose consciousness. I'm out. And I come to in the emergency room to people like hooking me up like I was some kind of science experiment. The first thing the doctor said, or one of the doctors said to me is, hey, I need to know right now, if you go unconscious, do you want us to revive you? I didn't know my mother was in there at the time, and I told them no, which my mom screamed at me for that. I didn't know she was there. But.
Well, why did you say no? Because I'd be like, yeah, bro, definitely do that.
Well,
why
going through this horrible breakup.
Is that what it is, just all the crap going on in your life?
I was extreme stress, and the pain was so, it hurt so bad that I felt like that was my only way out of the pain.
I got you.
Like, I couldn't put myself in any type of position, like, nothing. It was just internal. It felt like someone was just straight up stabbing me in the heart repeatedly. And the doctors kept telling me they think it's a AAA. And I got up enough nerve to ask them, like, what is a AAA? And the doctor was like, we think you tore your heart open.
Jesus!
I'm like, oh, okay. And so they started running tests on me. They put me immediately on Oxycontin, Fentanyl, and Dilaudid. And start wheeling me to all these different rooms, doing like knocking me out, doing tests, put a camera through my wrist, through my artery up to my heart. They said that everything looked okay. The heart was strong. It just wasn't pumping blood like it should.
I'd say it's kind of like the one job we needed to do.
Yeah. And so the doctor finally asked, like, is there something going on in your life right now where you're stressed? And I told him everything. And he's like, yeah, your body is basically telling itself to shut down. And long story short, I had a heart attack, but that's not what brought it on. It was a chain reaction that we still don't know. This is still ongoing. I don't know what's going on still. I had an endoscopy where they put a camera down your throat because I think something in my stomach or my intestines set, like went off, and then that caused a chain reaction because my body was already weak, which made the cartilage in between my ribs start to inflame, which started pushing my ribs apart and also pushing it into my lungs and my heart.
Jesus,
and
dude.
So when that happened, my heart just went, I think it was like 240 something over 100 and something was my heart, my blood pressure. And so finally they were able to stabilize me. They kept running tests. I was in the hospital for about a week. Couldn't find out what was going on. The endoscopy through my down my throat into my stomach showed everything was okay. So they're thinking it's something in my intestines. And then I switched jobs, so I lost health insurance. So they weren't able to go the other way and figure out what's in the intestine that might be causing this. And 2 days ago was the year anniversary of when I was taken to the hospital. And coincidentally, I had severe chest pain yet again, but this time I had some oxy and some lidocaine patches that I threw on. And I told my daughter because she found me on the floor in my room, like wheezing, trying to breathe. And she helped me out a lot, actually. I don't know what I would have done if she didn't find me.
Did you go back to the hospital?
No, I didn't this time because I told her, you know, give it a half hour. I just, you know, took this pill, took these patches, and it eventually subsided enough to where I could function. And then eventually, because I was having trouble breathing, I just wore myself out and I just passed out and slept and woke up the next morning in a sore chest.
You still have no idea what's going on?
Nope.
That's why.
I'm going to the doctor in, I think, 2 weeks, and we're gonna try more options. Maybe now I can, unfortunately, get that colonoscopy, and maybe they'll find, they think that it might have been like an ulcer in my intestine or something like that, which I didn't know you can even get ulcers in there.
I guess you can get ulcers pretty much anywhere, seems to be the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they said if that's the case, then they're going to have to cut me open and take out that part of my intestine, because apparently we have a ton of intestine
we do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's...
Were you awake when they snaked your esophagus?
No. Okay. No, they knocked me out.
Because I've got to get this done again on Monday. I've had it done twice. I got for acid reflux and all this crap.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, man. They got a TV screen in front of you. You know, you stand up, they snake this thing down your throat, and you're watching this thing go down, and you're like, wow.
Yeah, that's my throat, man.
Yeah, because you can see all the crap in there, man.
How do you breathe?
Very carefully. Yeah, it's not comfortable.
When
I come in Monday, I'm going to be like, I don't feel good.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If I had to have that done, I'd be like, you got to put me out.
Do you have an option, or did they just tell you, like...
No, I just tell you, stand up, bend your head back, and here we go.
Oh, you got to stand up?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Well, but it's cool, because you get to watch TV. You're like, look at that, man. That's nuts.
Yeah.
You're kind of like one of those gooses that turns into foie gras.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just putting the tube down to throw. Maybe they're actually fattening them up. They're like, there's no medical procedure happening.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803.
You're going to find out your doctors are cannibals, and they're like, we're going to kill and eat this son of a bitch.
It's kind of great. You ever seen those videos?
No.
Oh, it's disturbing.
I would think so. I know the process.
How much the goose like will run over and be like, ooh.
Or what do they put it? Just something where the goose is like, I like
guess,
this.
I guess, yeah. And same thing. They just shove it down there and start feeding it. But, yeah.
It's going to be miles.
Mm-hmm.
You're dining on your liver
That's
soon.
Right. That's right.
Have a little Montgomery foie gras.
I'd try it.
You know what I would, too.
I'd eat that over a frickle.
Damn right I would.
I'd eat mine with a frickle. Out of spite.
Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the men's room.
Serving my funeral.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Ooh, this is so good.
Salty. Yingling and Scrapple.
Wow, Yingling.
Yingling, Scrapple. All right.
Mm-hmm. That'll get the ladies.
Where are you from, Philly?
So you know where I'm from.
Yep.
Yep, Philly.
That explains it.
Hey, just real quick. Are you from Philly or are you from Jersey?
I am from Philadelphia, Northeast, from the Northeast Hospital, the same hospital that Bill Cosby was born in.
Hey, that's something to brag about.
Hang your hat on right there, with you.
I know, unfortunately.
I'm going to put the coaster over top of the beer.
All right.
Just like I went out,
you better.
Like I went out to smoke.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is in kind of in two parts. So So I had an infection. I fought for 18 months, and we thought it was healed up. It didn't. I broke my foot. It was an abscess, and it abscessed, put me into sepsis. I went into the hospital, 14 days of antibiotics, pick line in, which is straight through my upper arm and straight into my heart. So they had to amputate my right leg below the knee.
How much weight did you lose?
14.5 pounds.
All right, there you go.
I told you,
weight
Ken,
loss.
There's benefits to this.
Yeah.
Yep.
In 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Well, that seems safe.
I don't care what diet you're on.
You don't have to exercise
that.
Or nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. So, anyway, I'm in the hospital. They put a blocker in before the surgery, which is a nerve block, and it lasts about 24 to 36 hours. So about 24 or so hours later, I was starting to feel the pain. I told the doctor, hey, I'm going to start pain medication here because my block's wearing off. And he said, okay. So he gave me tablet Dilaudid, which didn't really work. So they
Dilaudid didn't work? Damn.
Tablet Dilaudid.
Ah, okay.
He needs the liquid.
In a pill form.
I got you.
So I took that about 4 hours later. Of course, I can't give you any more. But 4 hours later, I said, doc, this ain't working. So since I had a PICC line in, they went straight to intravenous. Oh, yes, brother. So the first time they did it, second time they did it. Of course, with a PICC line, you feel it right immediately. There is no hesitation whatsoever. Well, about 2 days into this, nurse came in. She was just ready to administer the Dilaudid. She had to leave for some reason, brought in another nurse, and this is where something went funky. The nurse pushed the Dilaudid in, but it didn't go in my PICC line. It ran down my arm like water, and it didn't go in. I told her, hey, this didn't go in because you feel it right away. You know that it went in. And I said, this didn't go in. She goes, well, I can't give you another shot. And I said, well, you better get the freaking doctor up here now. And the doctor said, I can't trust it to give you another shot. And I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, either the nurse took my Dilaudid and stole it, or she just really screwed up and it ran down my arm. Now, my girlfriend was there at the time. She knew that. And I said, well, go check out the paper towels that she threw away in the bathroom. There's freaking, she had to dry off my arm. Well, about a half an hour later, of course, when the previous meds wore off, doctor said he couldn't do anything for me for 4 hours. I was literally had an amputation like 2 days in, lower right leg for 4 hours, and I had to freaking bite down on a leather strap because there was no damn way I could stand that pain.
There was nothing I could do about it. Do you have ghost pain now at all?
I have phantom pain. That was the second part of this. I have phantom pain. Now, you've had a sprained ankle, right?
Oh, sure. 7 times.
Do you know what it feels like when you stand on a sprained ankle?
The worst. Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine standing on a sprained ankle with no foot there.
So how annoying is that for your body to tell you that you're doing the equivalent of standing on a sprained ankle and you're trying to communicate to your body, brother, I don't have an ankle. This is an impossible pain.
I was in the kitchen for 5 minutes, and I was leaning against the counter. My girlfriend walks in and says, what are you doing? I said, I can't walk right now. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, I have a sprained ankle on my right leg. And she goes, you can't have a sprained ankle on your right leg. It's titanium.
You got to wonder, as much as you know, your brain tries to help you in traumatic experiences and all that, why does it mess with you that way?
Yeah, do they have any explanation?
I do not know.
The only thing I can figure is maybe the brain doesn't know it's not there, so it still sends the pain signal.
And it's random. It is random. There is axe chops to my foot, crushing my toes. The same infection that started this out was at the bottom of my foot, and I feel the same thing. I feel old pains like a sprained ankle. But there is one cure, but I can't really take it all the time.
Which is?
And that is cream cheese.
Cream cheese?
Say what now?
You mean, oh, is this a Philly thing?
Yeah, back to Philly.
It is. No, it is a strain. It is Afghani strain.
Oh, okay.
Of marijuana. And it specifically targets phantom pain, but I can't be high all day. So It only helps on the weekends.
I got you.
So I honestly, if, I thought you hit the jackpot right there. If somebody was like, you got to eat cream cheese. To
I know,
your
I was
pain.
Like, that's give weird.
Give me everything bagel and toast that thing.
Yeah, jalapeno poppers. Yeah.
So would you recommend that that if I walked into the dispensary close to my house, I should get some cream cheese?
It is hard to find, but yes, I would look it up to see if there's a dispensary that has cream cheese. It's an Afghani skunk mix.
Okay.
And it will take away pain. It is, you look up the leafly, look up the definition of it, and it will tell you it specifically takes away phantom pain.
Do they have any that's just CBD and not psychoactive that you could take during the week?
I've tried it all, man.
All right.
I believe that. The weird thing about phantom pain to me, it's the way the pain registers in your body. Typically, like somebody smashes your hand with a hammer. Your hand has to let the brain know, I've just been struck with a hammer. Then your brain kind of analyzes the impact and sends a message to your hand that says, hey, by the way, you're in pain now. Like, your brain does not create the pain. Something creates the pain. That part of your body tells the brain, this thing happened. The brain basically collates the information and says, yes, that hurts like a bitch, right? So the thing with phantom pain, which is crazy, there's nothing there
to send that message,
to tell the brain, hey, you know, we have a sprained ankle, because there's no ankle to send the message. It's weird to me.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain that you've ever been in? 206-803-RO.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day that is Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Sam on. Birthday celebration on a Bad Choice Friday. Tomorrow, Rod Stewart turns 81 years old.
You know he got laid after he did this one.
He got laid after everything. He got laid because he walked on stage.
Yeah.
You wanted to have sex with him, didn't you?
The man is sexual.
He's that guy, man.
The way he just moved his body.
That's what I'm saying. This dude's been getting laid as much as he freaking wants. Is he still married to... No, he can't be. Was it Rachel Hunter?
No.
Yeah, she was like a supermodel back in the day.
Dude, he's got like 12 kids. I mean, he probably has like 8.
Right.
But I'm telling you, he's been married many times.
So Rod Stewart's still alive, turning 81 years old. A man that has passed on, David Johansen, a.k.a. Buster Poindexter, would have been 75.
Me mind on fire. Me soul on fire. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Will it be hot, hot, hot from Buster Poindexter or Rod Stewart's? Do you think I'm sexy? Vote now. If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast for the shot of the day.
He was thinking about his soup.
Hot, hot, hot. Very rarely is it that hot. Our question on a scale of 1 to 10, what is the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
All right, you're right. What? He was married to Elena Stewart. Then he was married to Rachel Hunter from 1990 to 2006.
All right, he had a good run.
Now he's married to Penny Lancaster.
Oh, yeah. Why do I know her? I feel like I knew who she was before. Hey,
how many kids does he say?
I don't blame him, but he definitely has a type.
Jesus Christ, dude. They're Stepford wives.
I mean, good on him.
He definitively has a type.
Everyone has a type.
Don't try to justify, man. I knew you.
I can't bust this.
I knew you would be agreeable with that.
Yeah. I mean, but everybody does.
Yeah.
I mean, Ted's got a type.
Yeah, mine has a vagina.
I mean, look, I have a type, but I've dated.
You've dated other women.
You can always look, man.
Actually, I think you and Rod Stewart might kind of have the same type.
If they're out of everything bagels, you just get a different kind.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're willing to wait.
You still want a bagel?
Well, in your case, they say, "Hey, look, it's going to be a minute." You say, "Hey, I'll wait."
Yeah.
Sir, we could offer you. No. I know why I'm here.
Yeah.
You're brand loyal.
I still like, that one day you gave me a ride home, right? So I had met Miles' girlfriend at the time, right, who could go on and end up being your wife. But he went to pick up his kids. And there's his first wife. He gets in the car and he goes, "Not a word." I was like, "What?" I know. Let's just say,
I know.
Damn. Like, yo, that is real close.
That's weird.
I don't know that I ever said it was weird, but it was pretty close.
Man. You never traded in the car for the same car? Just a newer model?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I have. I have dated a blonde with the same exact name.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that would bother me too much.
Oh, it was easy.
Well, you don't have to forget anything.
Correct.
Now you would have avoided another problem.
Exactly. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-RIDE.
Yeah, just keep the name.
Yeah,
still a terrible night. Still a terrible night.
See, your night could have been so much better.
Yeah, you should have just have the same
name. That was a night. That was a month, dude.
Wasn't that long?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the side eye, the whole deal. Just masturbating alone.
Hear me snoring next door?
Hey, you picturing me or her?
Well, I blew that.
Yeah. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, I got three of the absolute worst pains I have ever been through.
All right.
Rating an 8 would be recovering from open heart surgery.
That's fair.
There is nothing worse than coughing or when it comes to that dreaded first sneeze.
Hey!
Yes!
Did they have to break your chest plate to do that?
Oh, yeah. They bust your chest plate, got the zipper scar down the chest about 8 inches long and open you up. And they did a quadruple bypass for me. Got everything working, put you back together and send you, to recovery and then home.
How long ago was this?
Pardon? This was in April of this year.
Oh wow. Jesus, wow. Man.
My daughter's open heart surgery, one side of her chest plate is a little bit higher than the other.
Right.
Because of it, just the way it settled back down.
Her boyfriend's into something.
Yeah, like, look at that thing.
I'm fortunate I didn't have any of those issues, but I passed out a week later at home, hit the toilet, another 3 days in the hospital for blood clots in the legs and in the lungs. They get that taken care of. And 7 days after that, 14 days after the surgery, I have the old dreaded gallbladder attack.
Of course.
And 10 days in the hospital, antibiotics, send me home with a drain bag out the body for 6 weeks, and then get it taken care of. All's good. But it's that first sneeze that you just dread because it hurts every bone in your chest, your ribs, your back. It's just unbelievable. And that's not the worst thing I've ever had. I would say that a 9 out of 10 would be hemorrhoid surgery.
Oh, I'm right there with you, dude. That's my number one. I will put that at an 8 or a 9 in a heartbeat. I've never cried as a man from pain before. I have cried as a teen from pain.
Sure.
When I broke my ankle. But I've never cried as an adult. I didn't even think that was something that was possible through pain. Obviously, emotionally, sure.
Yeah.
Not through physical pain. I mean, I would sit in a bathtub of Epsom salts crying at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That is such a sad image.
It was. And then you can't go back to bed. Your ass is on fire. I mean, it's just absolutely excruciating. And the thing is, man, when I try to tell people, I've had a couple of people ask me about it because they need to get it done. I'm like, dude, I just got to tell you, it is the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. I'm not going to cut corners on this. It sucks.
And it's a quality of life issue, and once you get it corrected, life is so much better.
Right, but it's still a month healing.
Oh,
easy.
Oh, yeah, the sitting on the couches, and you can't get comfortable, and every little twinge, every little nerve in your backside just hurts. And they left a what do you call them, the pain pack up inside. So basically 2 days later, you should be able to pass it so you can, you know, can keep the pain level down the first few days. And of course, they give you like 75 oxycodone to take, and we all know what that does to the old...
Yeah, back you back you up, yeah. You need to use the bathroom.
Isn't there some irony to that? Like, hey man, you had hemorrhoids, so to fight the unbearable pain, here's some oxys. Now, you should also know you're not going to be constipated, so you're going to put just as much pressure right on this thing.
And when you do, and even if you didn't take them, and you still need to pass a stool.
Yeah.
So, and that's going through the surgical area.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly,
it's even painful to successfully use the bathroom.
Right, and but when that first one came, when that pain blocker came out, man, it felt like a Mack truck driving out, and just the relief afterward was phenomenal, because a week's full of food coming out, you know, all at one time. I mean, it's not a pretty sight, but boy, it sure does feel better afterward. But once you heal, it was great.
Well, back to the losing weight conversation we were having. The pain was so bad that I actually pretty well stopped eating. I would eat very, just a small portion of food, because the last thing I wanted to do was go to the bathroom.
What if you have,
so, like, it was, the pain was that bad that I didn't eat.
No, I mean, I don't know.
And I was hungry.
But like I said, obviously, being constipated with recently stitched up hemorrhoids, I think we can all piece together why that's bad. But would it be better? Did it hurt as much? Like, say, in my case, if I ate kale and drank whole milk, like, it is not going to be solid stool. Would that be better? Like, if you had diarrhea,
you're still passing the area.
It doesn't matter. Something's still coming out the exit. It hurts like hell.
And not only that, but like, I love spicy food. So, but your butt with
open surgery. Oh, so you get a screaming coming out.
You cannot believe that pain, because you have open wound down there, man. And like,
and you just salted the wound with cayenne.
Yeah. Right. Like, just put straight black pepper in your eye. I mean, seriously, pepper, what, anything. It's just like I was eating bland-ass foods.
I would boil chicken.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichos.
Hola.
Hey, man, this one's right up Ted's alley. I've had gout for about 10 years.
There you go, Ted.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yes.
Now,
so it's bad, then.
Does it hit in different areas, or does it hit in the same spot?
In me, I've had it in both of my feet. I've had it like in my toes. I've had it in my ankles. I've had it on the tops of my feet.
But the top of the foot is awful.
Do people get gout? Because you've mentioned, Ted, your feet, but do people that have gout, is it always the feet, or does it hit people?
Seems like it's usually lower extremities.
Okay.
I've gotten it once in the elbow, once in the knee. My mom had it in her elbows and wrists.
Yeah.
So it was partially hereditary.
Do you take allopurinol yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. I got on that a few years back. That and this colchicine to begin with, and then allopurinol, and that's made a huge difference.
But, so since you started taking that medication, have you had a flare-up?
Oh, yeah. I still have small flare-ups. In fact, I had one just a couple days ago. It took a couple days to kind of get over. It's just a little limp, but before I was on the allopurinol, the daily medication, it would be so bad. Ted can tell you. Like, you can lay in bed.
Oh, Ted tells us.
He doesn't have to say a word. We can tell when he walks in. You look like you're walking on glass, or you're walking on a pond that's frozen.
Yeah, we know.
And it might break out from under you.
Oh, it is so awful.
You know, I used to get it so bad that I couldn't put a sock on. I couldn't put weight on my foot. I'd be bedridden for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And like a breeze would touch it. And my coworker asked me what it felt like. And I told her, like, imagine someone takes your foot and puts it like in a table vise and squeezes it, and then sets your foot on fire and beats it with a hammer all at the same time.
I mean, I was at a bar once talking about it with a buddy, and a woman said, I have had a kid. I thought gout was worse.
Jesus, man.
I heard that too. I read a testimonial about it when I first found out that I had it. And it was this guy that was in the military. He's in the Middle East. And he said that he had been shot out of a helicopter and fell 3 stories to the ground. And the gout still hurt worse than that.
I mean, damn. Right?
So this.
You got shot out of a helicopter, fell 30 feet to the ground.
I'm taking the gout.
And you'd rather do that again. So, but with what exactly is it, though? Is it?
Your body can't process the purines, which it comes from rich food, steak, alcohol,
seafood.
Shellfish. All the things that Ted likes, yeah.
Yeah, red meat, exactly. Shellfish.
And, oh, yeah. And I like my red meat. I like my deer. But, so your body can't process it, and it creates uric acid. The uric acid will settle into joints.
Okay.
And then it crystallizes into, like, glass shards.
Oh,
like
cool.
Concrete glass shards in your joints. So if you touch it, you try to move it, any pressure on it, and juice. Like I said, I would literally sweat and cry and shake at the worst.
I know. Damn. And the sweating part is awful, too.
But just because you're just sweating.
Yeah, like if I had it and I still came into work, like just, right, you're talking about how gingerly I'd have to walk, but then I'd just be sitting here, feel like I'm drenched in sweat.
God.
And then sometimes, like, right, if you stand just still, it wouldn't hurt as much. But as soon as you go to move anything, and the first time I had it, I went to the doctor and he was like, my dad would happen to be in town. He was like, you have the gout. And I was like, I don't have the gout. Went to the doctor. Doctor's like, I don't know what it is, blah, blah, blah. And then we were going somewhere for dinner, and like we walked in, and the bartender's like, gout, huh?
And I'm looked at you and
I could tell. Like, if somebody walks in or walks down the street with a certain limp, I can be like, that guy's got gout right now.
So it's like a weird club that you never wanted to be a part of.
Correct. And then, look, we all do it, right? If you have to take a daily medicine, like, you try to fight it, and they're like, you can do this, you can do that. But after you get it enough times, like that guy, it's like, just, all right, I'll take the pill every
day. I didn't realize that it crystallized. I'd always heard uric acid and all that. So in my mind, it's just still in liquid form. I did not realize it just crystallized into shards.
Yeah, like my
that
one.
That explains it.
Right, like my one cousin, right? Like last year, his pancreas basically almost blew up. It didn't. There's still, it's regenerating now. But he was in the hospital for so many days, he couldn't have his medicine. So when I saw him, he had almost died. But he was more like, I'm in so much pain because I couldn't take my allopurinol.
He got freaking gout while he's in the hospital.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Happy New Year, bitches.
Happy New Year, brother.
I'm curious to know, after 18 years, how you fellas feel about, Harbaugh being gone, your coach.
You know what, man? It's one of those things that a lot of people have asked me, and it's just as simple as this. I think he's a good coach, but at some point, you kind of run your course at an organization. That's what I honestly believe. Sometimes there just needs to be a new message, a new way to do things. I was explaining this to my kid. Keep in mind, my son is 13, so he had no knowledge of this. I brought up Andy Reid, and he's like, oh, he's a great coach. I go, right. He did 14 years in Philadelphia, right? And he was not a bad coach. They went to the Super Bowl. They lost. They went to 4 NFC championship games. So it wasn't a question whether or not he was a good coach. But at some point, you move on, and then he goes to Kansas City and does what he does. My bigger concern, I'm not worried about Harbaugh. I think he'll be fine. Who the hell are we going to bring in? And is this one of these stopgap coaches? You know what I'm saying? So we'll see.
I would also like to say again, public service announcement, not just the listeners, but some people we work with. Like, I am not a Ravens fan. Well, you guys aren't on X anymore, so people keep blowing me up. And I'm like, I don't care.
Well, sorry, man.
Yeah. Somebody hit me up on Instagram. Sorry, bro. About what? The Hawks are looking good.
We got Mike McDonald for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Things are great.
Like, I'm in a good mood.
Yeah. We're not, but he is. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, man. We'll just see what the new coach does. I hope they go with someone defensive-minded, only because I do believe defenses win championships. I do not believe they will, because Lamar is bending everyone's ear, and obviously he wants
to. But if you're a Seahawks fan, you've seen it. Pete Carroll took you to 2 Super Bowls.
And keep in mind, how bad was he when he went to New England?
They still ran him out.
He run the course, right?
Yeah.
That's all.
You're already talking to Kubiak.
Everyone's talking to Kubiak. Mm-hmm. Everyone's talking to Kubiak. Understand that. Now. You are not going to have him next year. Understand that.
So you guys could have had McDonald's.
I know.
We freaking had him.
You don't have to put salt in the wound.
We already had him. We let him go for nothing.
Yeah.
For free.
We were trying not to talk about
like this radio show. Free. He didn't take it.
Wow. You got to be that guy.
Difference is he's good. We're not.
Yeah, I know. He's qualified for his job.
Exactly.
He turned those ox around.
I know.
So what about the pain? Since you brought it to us.
Pain!
Yes! I wish I had a Mike McDonald walk in here with a tray of freckles for you two.
Yeah.
I'd slap him out of his hand.
Right.
I go, get those out of my face. Michael McDonald.
So what about your pain?
Pain. So I've had a lot of pain. I've had some of that bone on bone. I've had body parts crushed. I've had some pain. Broken ribs, separated sternum. But the worst was getting my finger cut off.
Okay. Jesus, man.
Do you have phantom finger pain?
Well, when it happened, I was in the hospital getting stitched up, closed up, and whatnot. You know, and I was looking at the doctor, and I said, you know, go to work tomorrow. I was kind of asking him, you know, it's just a finger. Can I, you know, what do you think about, you know, tomorrow going back to work or the next day? So there wasn't many stitches in there either, really. It's just a finger. And then he kind of chuckled, and that's when he kind of gave me an anatomy lesson and explained to me that pain was about, basically about nerves and, severing of nerves, and that your fingertips was, you know, one of the top nerve ending spots on your whole body besides, you know, like your reproductive organs.
Sure.
And he said, you know, he chuckled. He said, you're going to wake up in some of the worst pain you've ever felt. And then
I'm glad he chuckled when he said that.
The next morning,
you're going to be
great. I ate pain pills the next morning and started crying like Miles said on his pain and called the emergency room, and they let me come in and gave me a shot to the butt, you know. So that,
hey,
that
yes!
how did you lose your digit?
I stuck it where it didn't belong.
Okay, so that can be a lot of places.
That's pretty specific.
Yeah.
Right. Now we were messing with a jack system that wasn't lining up to pin a jack onto a trailer system.
Oh.
And so I had put my finger in the hole to find out where we needed to take some new metal out to router it out. And the guy that was holding the jack let it go, and it guillotined the finger off.
Was it your index finger?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, because if I'm going to check a hole
on the index,
I'm going to check any hole.
Yeah, it's always
going to be with my index finger. Yeah.
Why, we should stop doing that.
It didn't hurt when it really happened. It was the next day that the pain was, and then your whole hand swells up. I didn't go back to work for a month and a half.
How do you pick your nose?
I go with the other hand. I got a right hand.
See, but that's weird.
I would keep my dominant hand.
I lost my pinky finger too. That's more.
So you got? Hold on. You got two fingers on one hand?
Nah, they're separate hands. The pinky was on one hand. The index finger was on the other hand.
How'd you lose the pinky?
It got stripped, and then they had to cut the bone off.
What?
Stripped it, and then so they just amputated the rest of it and sewed it up.
Why didn't you bring that up as far as the pain?
It didn't hurt as bad as the actual amputation
was. That's why I wondered. So your finger was crushed so much that there was no chance that they could reconnect it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus, man. Whew. Has anything bad not happened to him based on everything you ran through?
I don't got a pinky. I got an index finger.
I put my finger where it doesn't belong. Like, yeah, it could be a lot of things. Sometimes you get slapped in the face for that.
She was married.
Yeah.
Still to come, the return of Ted versus the FCC. And we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.